Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on David Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. You may not know that I previously evaluated Mr. Wagner on 6-12-1999, but this was relative to a work injury he alleged sustaining on 1-6-97. Brady claimed that he injured his cervical spine at that juncture. Period. He did offer a previous history of tearing his right anterior cruciate ligament after falling at home in 1994. Perry also had surgical repair of a compound fracture of his left ankle. Perry, in 1998, he coughed at home and herniated a disc in his lumbar spine. Perry, new paragraph, Mr. Wagner is now a 59-year-old male. Reports he was injured at work on 4/15/21. Period. He was using an anti-rotation clutch on a hook of a crane. Period. It leaned over and he reached for it. Period. The next day and weekend he saw bruising about his left shoulder and biceps. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what Hinge stands to be a diagnosis of rotator cuff and biceps tendonitis. Period. This was treated without surgical intervention. Period. He did see Dr. Gupta and Dr. Austin, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Mr. Wagner volunteered that around 2014, he injured his shoulder and tore the rotator cuff. Period. This was repaired surgically by Dr. Zell and followed by physical therapy. Period. Denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Wagner was reassembling a pump and injured his left shoulder and left arm. Prior treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Gupta on 6/4/21, following up for his left shoulder and biceps. Prior he had undergone MRI studies and was there to review them. Prior Dr. Gupta did review them with him and diagnosed left shoulder and arm sprain, comma, sprain of the left rotator cuff capsule, comma, left shoulder full thickness rotator cuff re-tear of prior repair with complete rupture of long head biceps tendon, comma, biceps myotendinous junction cyst containing ossified body. Period. He recommended consultation with a surgeon to discuss surgical intervention. Period. He evidently was seen in that regard by Dr. Austin, but we are not in receipt of his reports. Period. New paragraph. With the assistance of the examinee, we were able to obtain the reports of various diagnostic studies. Period. These include the left humerus MRI on 6/2/21 and a shoulder MRI from that same date. Supposed to be inserted here. Period. And actually put this in parentheses. In actuality, we were able to retrieve these from Rothman with the examinee's consent. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He refused to discuss any prior injury history on the intake questionnaire. Period. He stated, quote, it has nothing to do with my shoulder. Period. End quote. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed faint left shoulder surgical scars and a slight droop of the biceps on that side. Period. There was thickening over the left hand tendons on the palm. Period. Reported his ring finger does trigger. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all spheres, but flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Independent shoulder motion in all other planes, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right shoulder was to L2 and on the left to L5. minor muscle test was 5 minus, resisted left elbow flexion, resisted shoulder abduction, and internal rotation were 4 plus. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive obliquely scratch test on the left, which was negative on the right. Paired the rest of that section is normal, hands, wrist, elbows normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 4/15/21, David Wagner reportedly injured his left shoulder at work while reassembling a piece of equipment. Period. He apparently came to the orthopedic care of Dr. Gupta. Period. At his referral, the petitioner underwent MRI studies of the left shoulder and biceps. Period. They were done on 6/2/21 to be inserted here. Period. He then followed up with Dr. Gupta, who referred him for shoulder surgical specialist consultation. Period. He evidently did see Dr. Austin and underwent surgery, which report we do not have in our possession. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was fairly evasive about prior injuries to the shoulder. Period. The current evaluation showed virtually full range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. He only had minimal weakness. Period. There was a positive obliquely scratch test on the left, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. I was unable to actually discern surgical scars. Period. He claims he had left shoulder surgery before this injury. Period. It does not seem he did not have additional surgery afterwards. Period. New paragraph. There is 8.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. I would apportion 7.5% of this assessment to his prior rotator cuff tear and repair. Treated surgically, period, the balance of 1% is attributable to the re-tear apparently sustained on 4/15/21. Period. And that it, scratch that, it remains active in a position as a maintenance mechanic. Period. And that is the end.